Welcome to Alaska Radio Reader Rambler, your monthly potpourri of literary snacks for the mind and interviews. I'm Sandy Harper here with my co-host Dick Reichman, and we are here, but not in the usual way, because our guests are here through the magic of the telephone and radio. They are in Homer, Alaska. But that's because we're going to talk about one of the crown jewel conferences of Alaska, Kachemak Bay Writers Conference. And our very special guests are Carol Schwartz, who is the coordinator of the conference, and Nancy Lord, who had many honors, written many books, and was the state writer for Alaska from 2008 to 2009. So welcome, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, why don't you tell us how you scored Barry Lopez, one of the most famous writers about the North ever, and how that came about?
Well, I inquired as to his availability and interest in coming to Alaska at this time of the year through his agent, and they responded that he would be pleased to come. His wife is also one of our visiting faculty, Deborah Gortney. She is a writer of memoir and other works of nonfiction, and also is a professor of creative writing in Oregon. So she'll be joining her husband Barry for the conference.
Oh, that's fantastic!
But we had been considering Barry for several years. And it was just the right time and the right year to ask him.
Yeah, well, I kind of pictured you guys having a beer at the Salty Dog one day last winter. And hey, but why don't we tell a little bit about Barry Lopez? Of course, he wrote Arctic Dreams and many other famous works. Why don't you share a little bit more about Barry?
Yeah, this is Nancy. I think most Alaskans are probably familiar with Arctic Dreams, that he won the National Book Award for, and I just pulled out my dog-eared copy to reread before he gets here. But he also wrote Of Wolves and Men. That's another book that's well known by Alaskans. And I don't know how many books he has, but I've heard him speak before at another conference a long time ago, and he's a wonderfully engaging speaker in human, and his talk is going to be about the what's the title? The Social Responsibility of Writers.
That's interesting.
Which I think will just be really stimulating for all of us. And he does a number of events. He does a keynote talk. He does a reading. He does a Q&A. The reading is open to the general public at Homer Mariner Theater, the high school, and the other things are other events with him are limited to the conference participants who register.
I'm curious, as one who's never attended one of your conferences, when a prominent writer like that comes to be the featured artist, is there contact with Alaskan writers on an individual basis?
Well, you can speak to this too, Carol, but one of the things that we're so proud about with the Kachemak Bay Conference is the smallness of it. Maybe 130 participants, and it means really full access to the faculty. And we always choose keynote faculty as well as the rest of the faculty to because they've been recommended for their accessibility. They really engage with everyone, and you know, have a drink on the porch at Land's End at the end of the day, and there's a bonfire thing that they come out for, and lots of opportunity to talk personally.
Oh, that's great. To connect with writing royalty like that is fabulous. Plus, all the writing royalty of Alaska is going to be there, too, just looking at your faculty.
Yes, because our faculty are representative of writers across genre, literary nonfiction, literary fiction, and poetry, and from Alaskans to lower 48 writers, and we purposely develop a balance of writers from different genre, as well as half of the faculty each year are from Alaska, because one of the many goals of the conference is to expose, familiar, you know, get more Alaskans familiar with writers who live in Alaska. The state's so large and the writers are so spread out throughout our state to have an opportunity to bring folks together on an annual basis to celebrate the literary word, the written word, I think is an extraordinary gift that we can give ourselves.
Absolutely, because writing really is kind of an isolated experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's wonderful to be stimulated and inspired by your peers and colleagues.
And, you know, we talk about the, you know, the featured writer, and in this case Barry Lopez this year, but, you know, there's 15 to 16 other featured poets and essayists, novelists, others that are coming, editor and agents that come to this conference, and they're often keynoters at other conferences and in other workshops and colloquia around the country and symposia. So it's interesting, you know, they're the people that we have are people who've won, you know, the numerous internationally recognized and nationally recognized literary awards in their genre, from the Walt Whitman Awards to you know, many other, Pushcart and all the others.
Yeah,
and I wonder if you could address any Alaskan writers who have not attended your conference and might become interested listening to you speak here today. What would be the experience? What would I do if I were to attend? What would my days be like? What would my activities be?
Well, you would have a menu, a banquet in front of you to choose from. There's various 1.5 hour sessions that present options in craft talks, panel discussions, craft workshops on craft that people can just then choose from, and they can informally go from one to another. They can just sort of sample a potpourri of different literary traditions and experiences that way. And what's exciting about the conference, from what we've heard over the years, is not just the extraordinary access and opportunity to just meet fellow writers, but it's also the mixture of being with people who are the readers that we mentioned earlier in the conversation here. I would say, you know, a large number of people attending the conference are not writers per se, or students, because we do get a lot of students in creative writing programs from UAF and UAA and outside universities. But it's the readers that are, we call them literary enthusiasts, if you will. And the literary enthusiasts, to have them come and be able to meet writers, the people that whose work they've been reading for so many years.
And that it's a real human being behind everything that's written.
Right, exactly. And so I think that bringing together readers and people who appreciate fine literature and contemporary literature with the writers themselves, I think it's a some sort of synchronicity occurs at that point, some magic that's very energizing, and it really strengthens the community of writers and readers in Alaska, which is another one of our many goals.
If I could just add to what Carol said, I mean, it might be good to refer people to the website where the whole conference program is now listed, so people can see everything that's offered. And I think the easiest way to get there is just to Google Ketchikan Bay Writers Conference, because the website address is kind of long. But there's, I mean, I would describe the conference as just as being jam-packed. I mean, there are three or four things going on all the time, so that there's plenty to choose from. In fact, that's probably the biggest complaint we have, is it's hard to make choices.
Too many things going on at once. Huh?
Yeah, but you know, among the workshops and panels and talks and so on, there are also opportunities for manuscript reviews with faculty, for people who, it's an optional thing for people who sign up ahead of time, or
now, how does that work if you want your manuscript reviewed? Because that would be very exciting.
Yeah, Carol, why don't you describe that?
Someone, the person who has a manuscript to that they would like to be reviewed, submits ahead of time, at least a month ahead of time, a maximum of 20 pages of the manuscript, and then it is sent to one of the visiting faculty for the conference to that they review it ahead of time, and then during the conference itself they meet individually with the writer to go over that submission and give them some ideas, give them some responses, observations, pointers, recommendations. And so there's usually anywhere from 25 to 40 people in a given year, it varies, that do additionally as an optional service opportunity submit a manuscript review. There's also opportunities during the conference for individual consultations that are separate from an actual manuscript review, where someone wants to talk to specifically an agent or an editor that's coming, and about a book proposal, a concept, some concept possibly, and so for 20 minutes to a half hour, they can out on the deck at the hotel overlooking the bay have an opportunity to just visit one on one with an agent. But there's so many different opportunities for meeting new people, talking to the writers. It's really quite extraordinary. There's all the faculty do readings every night. They're always open to the public. So Saturday night, June 9th, and Sunday the 10th and the 11th, Monday evening, those three nights are sort of make up our festival of readings, if you will, and open to the public. And we often get many people from Anchorage who come down for the weekend, not to necessarily attend the conference, but to attend the readings.
And that's okay.
And that's, yes, that's open to the public. And there are different venues. Saturday night is the one that is Barry Lopez's reading at the Mariner Theater at the Homer High School.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts at 8 o'clock and is open to the public. And then on Sunday and Monday nights, the other 14, we have 14 other writers, novelists, poets that are here, and they'll be reading. There's seven each evening that read their work. And
are these all Alaskan writers? These other
these include both the conference faculty are made up of both writers from the lower 48 as well as Alaskan writers. So it's about half and half, if you will.
Wow, what an exciting high energy time in Homer.
Oh, it is.
Nancy,
we should also mention that there are open mic readings during the conference too for participants, and that's always a real high point to just hear everyone's work.
Absolutely, and it takes a lot of courage to step up the plate. Once you do, you're so glad you have.
Yes, because people, they have 3 minutes to read some of their work, and we usually have about 30, 40 people who sign up during the conference for open mic, and it's spread over a couple of days before or after our lunch period when people are wanting to relax and just listen to the spoken word in this case.
Yeah, words with a view.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, Nancy.
I might want to add, though, that the conference we're talking about the general part of the conference, but there is a pre-conference session on the morning of June 8th that for young writers. Our novelist and screenwriter and teacher Don Reardon, Alaskan novelist, is one of our faculty this year, and he's coming early because he's going to be conducting for 10th, 11th, and 12th graders a separate workshop at the Ketchikan Bay campus here in Homer that hosts the conference overall. And he's going to be doing this Young Writers Workshop, and we hold a Young Writers Workshop every year before the conference, main part of the conference, begins. So that might be of some interest to emerging young writers that we're trying to promote.
How do they find out about that?
It's on the website, and some of the school districts have some information. It's been distributed about, but it's definitely on the website under Young Writers Workshop tab, and people can go right to it. It costs $60, and it's a three-hour workshop for high school kids.
What
and it's
a wonderful
opportunity.
It really is.
And then on the other end is the post-conference workshop, a tremendous opportunity. After the general conference, when people are immersed in a larger community of writers, we often have people who just want to be amongst maybe 12 other people and focus for 2 or 3 days, decompress from the larger venue and go to a retreat center for 2 days to focus on their writing with one of our visiting writers. So this year's post-conference workshop features Elizabeth Dodd, who is an author of many, many books of essays and poetry. And she's going to be doing a workshop for a couple of days that just focuses on our relationships to place. How deeply do we really know the place we live and work, and how deeply do those roots reach into our soil? And that workshop's being held across the bay, co-sponsored with Ketchikan Bay Wilderness Lodge in Chinapook Bay. So that's open for registration as well for those people who are also attending the general conference.
Yeah, and I notice you also are offering people who have interest in screenplay writing, which is now becoming a major phenomenon in Alaska.
Yes, there is a workshop again with Don Reardon and a couple other people that will focus on that. We're pretty excited to do that. We had screenwriting on and off for a couple of years at some of the other conferences, and when possible, we include that for sure. It is such a growing interested area.
Right, and although this is not about playwriting, I do know that Barry Lopez has written a play with music by John Luther Adams called Crow and Weasel, which is exciting too.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right.
Nancy, do you enjoy this mentorship, and how did you get involved with the conference?
This will actually be the 11th year of the conference. Much credit to Carol Swartz, who had this dream of putting this together for years and years, and finally did. And I was one of the organizing committee people at the beginning to try to figure out what would be useful to Alaskan writers. And it's just grown from there. And I've been fortunate to be part of the sort of I don't know what we're called, the committee. So I get to attend and participate every year.
Oh, you're part of the Magnificent Six, we call it. I couldn't do this without Nancy and other writers on our planning committee, like Eva Salidas and Rich Tapone and Peggy Shoemaker, our current Alaska State writer, and Aaron Hallowell, and of course Anchorage's Sherry Simpson.
Oh, yes.
It's all part of what makes this come together.
Well, you must be amazed and pleased as the godparents of this phenomenal conference.
The word amazed does definitely strike a resonate, I guess, is the word.
What about the accommodations for the attendees? When people sign up for the conference, are they left to choose a place among the many in Homer, or are there certain places where you people hang out and eat out and so on?
Well, the former. People do choose their own places. There's such a broad array of bed and breakfasts and inns and cottages. The Homer Chamber of Commerce website lists the myriad of options and choices people can look at. The conference itself is held, most of the activities are held at Land's End, and so there's special conference rates there. There are other hotels and inns in Homer that provide special rates for accommodations. Some people camp, I've observed over the years on the Spit. But a lot of people have friends in Homer, and they stay with friends, and it's a great opportunity for all sorts of renewed friendships that way.
The conference fee covers most of the meals too, which people don't always realize, and that's and that takes place at Land's End and makes it really easy for people to sort of, you know, be there and then eat together and continue the conversation.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, because every day there's lunch, the lunch and receptions at the end of the day. You know, again, the meals are all geared for promoting people talking with each other about what they just experienced in their workshops or their panel presentations. It's all community building for sure. But and there's, you know, continental breakfast in the morning before the sessions begin, and people can come and go. There's also an opportunity to, in the middle of the 4 days, to get out on the bay for have an optional activity to visit with the faculty, the conference visiting writers that are coming, and Sunday morning go out on a large, you know, one of the larger tour boats out in the bay for an hour and a half and have breakfast boat cruise out on the bay and just decompress a little bit, get out on the bay, and then come back and go into another wonderful, you know, session.
I imagine your workshop subjects would cover both the crafts and skill of writing as well as how to promote, sell, and get your work read by people who may help you get it published. Is that so? And what are some of the workshop subjects this year?
Let me take that one, Carol. One of the principles that we designed the conference around was to really focus on craft and helping people become better writers, because there are all kinds of writers' conferences around, of course, and a lot of them are more geared towards publication and so on. But you know, partly because this is sponsored by you know, an academic institution, we really wanted to make it, you know, not academic, but focused on you know, becoming good writers and not on self-promotion or those aspects. So there are editors and usually one agent each year, but that's not the focus. So the workshops are mainly, they're so varied. And again, I would refer people to the website, Google Kachemak Bay Writers Conference, and just get a taste of them. That we call them workshops, but that's a little bit misleading. They're more, they're sort of you know, craft talks or sessions. Some of them do involve writing, you know, in place there, writing exercises and prompts. Some of them are panels where, you know, multiple people are addressing a subject. The first panel after Barry Lopez gives his talk about the writer and social responsibility, there's a panel called Writers in the World, Literary Citizenship. Mm-hmm. There's another panel I know later on about writing the big book as opposed to writing, you know, little pieces that might end up being a book.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been such a revolution in distributing work now. Do you touch on that as well, you know, publishing your own e-books, et cetera?
Yes, there's one session on social media, using social media to build an audience. There's other sessions I'm looking at here, perusing the schedule, focusing on forms of fiction and literary nonfiction in terms of writing investigative literary nonfiction. What to expect when you're expecting in terms of the consideration, the phases of consideration that agents go through, and one on titles and depth perception. Here's one on 25 Doors, Poems for Getting Unblocked. There's some several on memoir, some on how to use what's the choice of tense in personal essays. So there's a whole variety, the collage essay, poetry project books.
It sounds like you've thought of everything possible.
Well, the writers have thought of everything. You know, they submit. Really, it's very. It really is amazing how it all comes together, because we put it out there and ask people to submit their, you know, the type of sessions they want to do and topics for panels that mm-hmm. are current and relevant in today's world and for today's writer. And they submit, and it's, you know, it's fine.
It sounds like a lot of...
It comes together perfectly.
Right, like a lot of creative bonding would take place, and at the very least, people would write each other.
We haven't got too much more time, and I just want to make sure that anybody who's listening to this program has an easy way to get in touch with you. You say the best way to find you is to go to Google and say, Ketchikan Bay Writers Conference. Is that the best way to get in touch?
Yes, and my phone number is 235-1656. If people have real, you know, specific questions that the website doesn't answer. I want to stress, however, that May 4th, if there are people who have not yet registered and are interested once they look at the website, May 4th is the deadline for registration with the early registration fee. We have an early bird special rate for registration that occurs before May 4th, and so we encourage people to register by then. It's $350. And that includes all the lunches and the opening dinner receptions and the conference, you know, the main part of the conference. And the post-conference is an additional fee, and the boat is an additional fee. But really, I encourage people, if they're thinking of it, to register before May 4th. There are some years where we have sold out, if you will, by that early registration date. And some years there we haven't, and people can continue to register. There's a different fee if it comes after May 4th.
Thank you so much, Carol. We encourage everyone to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, and we thank you for providing this delicious and nourishing literary snack for all our minds and spirits in Homer, the Ketchikan Bay Writers Conference. Thank you, Carol and Nancy. And everyone,
thank you.
You're welcome. Please join us again next month for another edition of Alaska Radio Reader Rambler.